Like to resume the Education Committee meeting at this time. I do have a few announcements I'd like to notify my members of. Today's bills are available in the well if members would like copies. This meeting is being broadcast on the website. When members wish to speak, it will function basically just like floor debate. Push your microphone button at your desk and we will recognize the order in which those mics are turned on. Roll calls for voting and attendance are be taking at the well. So members, when you respond, please stand and very vocally indicate a yes or a no vote on the bills and the amendments. With that, we have three bills that we're going to discuss today. And hopefully we can do this in a timely manner. The first bill that will come before us is Senate File 2284, Regents Regulatory Relief Bill, with Representative Hanusa.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate File 2284 is a bill which offers a number of changes, code clarifications, to language that is currently governing the Board of Regents and Board of Regents institutions, and provides for regulatory relief to a number of the Regents institutions, including the University of Iowa and Iowa School for the Deaf.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Representative Dolacek. I appreciate that. We do have an amendment that is, it should be online, but it's Amendment 3936. And I didn't know if Representative Hanusa was running that or we were. I thought you were originally, but.
You are correct, Representative Masher. There is an amendment, but okay. I did not file it. I believe it's under Representative.
Is it under Representative Dolacek?
I believe. Where's Kristen?
That you're correct. There is an amendment. That is my amendment. I apologize. Amendment 3936. There was one piece of section in this bill that was some controversial issues behind it. With the Newspaper Association, some others, with publication. This amendment, 3936, removes Section 5 from the bill. Be happy to answer any questions. Thank you, Representative Masher.
Thank you. I support the amendment and support the bill. I know that the Regents have brought this forward, and this is language that they need. I know that section that is being removed was somewhat controversial, and it did create some problems for them in terms of what information would remain confidential. So I appreciate the fact that we're taking that out, and again, I ask for the support for our members in the body to support not only the amendment, but also the bill. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments, Representative Masher. I would ask for consent and move Amendment 3936. All those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The amendment does carry. The amendment has been adopted. We're now back on the bill as amended. Are there additional comments? Seeing none, Representative Hanusa, you're recognized for closing comments on the bill as amended.
Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Masher, for your work on this subcommittee as well. And I simply move the bill.
Representative Hanusa moves the bill. The clerk will please call the roll. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no.
Representative Dolacek. Representative Gassman. Excused. Okay. Excused. Representative Gassman, your vote. Representative Smith. Representative Brink.
Aye.
Representative Donahue.
Aye.
Representative Ellert.
Aye.
Representative Fry.
Aye.
Representative Gaines.
Aye.
Representative Hanusa.
Aye.
Representative James.
Aye.
Representative Kerr.
Aye.
Representative Kurth.
Aye.
Representative Masher.
Aye.
Representative Mattson.
Aye.
Representative Meyer.
Aye.
Representative Momsen.
Aye.
Representative Moore. Representative Salmon.
Aye.
Representative Shipley.
Aye.
Representative Stade.
Aye.
Representative Steckman.
Aye.
Representative Wheeler.
Aye.
Representative Winkler.
Aye.
Okay.
With a vote of 22 ayes, one absent, the bill passes the committee and will move to the floor as a Senate file. Next item on our agenda is going to be Senate File 2356 with Representative Salmon, our dyslexia bill. Representative Salmon, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill brings forward the recommendations of the task force that was established 2 years ago for dyslexia. This bill provides that teacher preparation programs are required to include training on dyslexia. It requires the Department of Education to have a dyslexia consultant. An Iowa Dyslexia Board is created to guide and make recommendations for dyslexia instruction. An advanced dyslexia specialist endorsement is created for teachers. Each AEA would have a dyslexia specialist, which would be subject to an appropriation. All AEA employees that are teachers would have dyslexia training, and there would be a new definition of dyslexia, the one from the International Dyslexia Association. And Mr. Chair, there's an amendment.
You are correct, Representative Salmon, there is an amendment. Do you recognize for your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment says that all special ed teachers, pre-K through grade 3 teachers, Title I teachers, and all teachers that teach English as a second language must have dyslexia training.
Are there comments, questions on the amendment? Representative James?
Sure. Hi, everyone. Thanks, Representative and Chair, for bringing this bill forward. It's a good bill. Very excited about the thoughtfulness that went into this bill through the committee and the Decoding Dyslexia team. I would recommend, there's still some questions in my mind about the training module versus the endorsement and some of the conversations previously, but I would recommend to my colleagues to go ahead and support the amendment before us and support the bill. And then I would like to follow up with Representative Salmon and Representative Brink just about some clarifying questions in my mind. Thank you.
Seeing no further comments on the amendment, Representative Salmon moves the amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. The amendment passes. Are there any other comments on the bill as amended? Representative Steckman.
It'll be very quick, but I am excited to see so much progress made with dyslexia and helping the folks that have advocated for it. It was a long struggle. We started just trying to get a definition in code, and now things are being done that'll be really helpful to our kids and to their families. So thanks, Representative Salmon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Dolchek. I too in support of this bill. I asked my colleagues to vote for it. I think it's one of those exceptional cases where we have had bipartisan work. We all had the goal of helping our students, particularly those with dyslexia and reading issues. And it is a collaboration. I mean, we had parents, teachers, students involved, experts, and even administration. So that collaboration has brought this bill, and I think it's a good bill, and ask for support.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would Representative Salmon yield for a question?
Will lady yield?
Representative Salmon, I know that there is a fiscal impact on this, and I know this is not an appropriation bill, but it there is an estimated cost of $250,000 for the curriculum development and for that endorsement, and there's also for the additional positions a cost of $810,000. Is it the intent that in passing this bill there is a commitment to fund the program?
Well, LSA Fiscal had estimated the impact to be $1.3 million, and I'm assuming that's the combination of your two figures. That is something we'll take up with the chair, visit with the chair about. This is definitely the policy we want going forward, but the appropriation part we'll have to look at again. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. So my concern with this is that we've potentially given, and thank you, Representative Salmon, that we've potentially, I fully support this bill, but we cannot continue to pass policy without a commitment for the funding. And it is a false promise when we do pass policy and we don't have an appropriation in the bill or we don't address it later on. And so then all the good effort and all the good faith that we have created as a legislature, as a committee, goes out the window because we don't fund it. So I know that it's a tight budget here. I certainly understand that. But I also want us to be aware that there is an expectation that in order for this program to work, it must receive, as Representative Salmon identified, $1.3 million funding. Thank you.
Any other comments, suggestions? Seeing none, Representative Salmon, you're recognized for closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With this bill, it is hoped that effective instruction would be able to be eventually provided for our students with dyslexia. Studies show about 20% of all students are affected by dyslexia. I'd like to thank my subcommittee members, Representative Brink and Representative James, for this work on the bill. And I'd also like to thank Decoding Dyslexia and the members of the task force who labored to bring forward workable recommendations. This bill sets our state on the path to be equipped to help our teachers help our students with dyslexia. With that, I move the bill.
Representative Salmon moves Senate File 2356 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will call a roll.
Representative Dulacek. Representative Gassman.
Aye.
Representative Smith.
Aye.
Representative Brink.
Aye.
Representative Donahue.
Aye.
Representative Ellert.
Aye.
Representative Frye.
Aye.
Representative Gaines. Okay, oh, I thought she was back. Representative Hinoosa.
Aye.
Representative James.
Aye.
Representative Kerr.
Aye.
Representative Kurth.
Aye.
Representative Masher.
Aye.
Representative Mattson.
Aye.
Representative Meyer.
Aye.
Representative Momsen. Representative Moore. Representative Salmon. Representative Shipley. Representative Stade. Representative Steckman. Representative Wheeler. Representative Winkler.
With a vote of 22 ayes, one absent, the bill as amended passes. It will come to the floor as a Senate file. I would now like to recognize Representative Moore for Senate File 2310, Online Learning Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The online learning bill allows AEAs to provide an online learning program to deliver distance education to Iowa's secondary students. It requires that online learning coursework offered by school districts, accredited non-public schools, and AEAs be of high quality and aligned with the Iowa core and core content requirements and standards and national standards of quality for online courses. Schools are to develop and maintain a list of online providers that provide course content through an online learning platform taught by a licensed teacher. And Mr. Chair, there is an amendment.
Correct, there is an amendment. You're now recognized for your amendment, Representative Moore.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Amendment 3960 provides for temporary flexibility for the use of certain monies for a one-year time period from July 1 of 2020 to June 30 of 2021. These monies could be used for monies paid for to the school district for professional development may instead be used in addition to the amount of instruction time required to provide instructional time to the school calendar, and also allows district management fund, management levy fund monies to be used for this one-year time period only. Those are my comments.
Are there questions on the amendment? Representative Kurth.
I like this amendment because it does give schools the flexibility they need at this time. So I would encourage a yes vote on the amendment.
Thank you. Seeing no additional comments, Representative Moore recommends passage and moves the amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The amendment passes. We're now back on the bill as amended. Are there any additional comments? Seeing none, Representative Winkler.
Would Representative Moore yield to a question, please? Thank you. Representative Moore, I'm wearing my Ed budget hat in regard to this particular issue as well. And in our caucus, we discussed the fact that right now they are using CARE Act dollars to assist districts with the online learning that they are doing as a result of COVID. I look at page 2 of the bill, lines 20 through 28, that requires that any coursework not purchased or accessed through an approved provider shall submit its online curricula to the department for review. That looks like we would be needing additional personnel in order to do this with online. Can you tell me if there is a fiscal note on this particular amendment or this particular bill as amended?
At this point, I don't believe there is. The only thing that I know of that would possibly be fiscal would be if we would appropriate monies for the AEAs.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Representative Moore. So again, we're adding additional responsibility to not only the AEAs, but the school districts. And because of the circumstances of the pandemic, we've had to add flexibility to the school districts as well. This is absolutely important that we do. But again, this is a requirement of, or an endorsement, I would say, of additional funding in one way or another in order to implement the bill. And failure to have the funding could very likely lead to failure in implementation. And I want us to be aware that as we are moving policy like this forward, that there is an expectation that we are also committing, at least in this particular committee, to fund it. And I see another representative Moore sitting at his desk, and I'm not going to ask him to yield. That wouldn't be appropriate. But Representative Moore, I hope you're paying attention to the policy that is coming out of the committee today so that you can include or at least consider including this and the dyslexia bill cost into the budget appropriation. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Winkler, for your comments and questions. I might be able to answer that a little bit. We have been in conversations with the Department of Education. They do have a request, quite possibly, that we look at some language allowing them to be able to have the flexibility to use some of the CARES money. They have not put in a request for any additional funds. I think they can do this with in-house, but we may have some clarifying language and amendment for the floor that actually works with them to allow some of the CARES money to be able to be used for that purpose. So I appreciate the question. We will be looking at that and probably have an amendment for the floor in concert with them, but we want to make sure we get this out, get it through the funnel, and be able to discuss it on the floor. Representative Kurth, I see.
You know, because the funding for Iowa Learning Online no longer exists because the funding stopped, we really do need to put in charge another organization, and I think the AEA is a very good choice. So in spite of like the some of the uncertainties that have been brought up, I would encourage a yes vote.
Representative Moore moves Senate file 2310 as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Dolichek. Representative Gassman. Representative Smith. Representative Brink. Representative Donahue. Representative Ellert. Representative Fry. Gaines excused. Representative Hanusa. Representative James. Representative Kerr. Representative Kurth. Representative Masher. Representative Mattson. Representative Meyer. Representative Momsen. Representative Moore. Representative Salmon. Representative Shipley. Representative Stade. Representative Steckman. Representative Wheeler. Representative Winkler.
With the vote of 22 ayes, one absent, the bill as amended passes to the floor as a Senate file. I personally would like to thank the minority party for their cooperation and the bipartisan work this went into over the last couple months on the bills before us. And with that, Representative Smith moves we arise.